Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to the all-new and still rainbowic Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang and I am your resident encourager extraordinaire because I know you are amazing and I know that with the right step, you will live it out in a bold new way. I took a few months off to examine my own amazingness. It seems that trying to build a business while homeschooling kids, while graduating kids, while managing the house, while taking care of sick family, while dealing with life, well, it all begins to take a toll. Or at least it can begin to take a toll. And it did begin to take a toll on me. See, I lost my vision. But even worse, I lost my drive to reach that vision. It's bad enough not knowing where you're going. It gets even worse when you have no desire to go in the first place. Taking some time off allowed me to kind of live through my whiteboard of world domination for a few months and make some adjustments and to meditate on the goals and the way I was pursuing those goals. And then I began to make the necessary additional tweaks and adjustments to get me back on track and recharged for the going. Through the experience, I found that I need the opportunity to share with others, others on a similar journey or just those that are willing to listen. I need to connect with new folks and to launch some new ideas. My slogan for this year has been and will continue to be, I am worth it. And for the most part and for most of the time, although not all of the time, I've been trying to live that out. Something else I've been doing is being bolder in my own uniqueness. Yes, I know, I preach uniqueness day in and day out because we are all unique in all the world. But that does not mean that the world will accept our uniqueness. More often than not, the world will get up in your face and the world will declare, not on my watch, and the world will have help. See, the people that you know, the people that I trust started telling me the right way to do things. And it is going to be difficult. It's hard when it's coming from people that you know and that you trust. Sometimes it feels like it's impossible to get them to understand that the only right way for me to do something is the way that works for me. Maybe, just maybe, my way is as unique as I am. The challenge to find my way has led me to change things up because my way requires regular change, which is humorous to me because not so much with my husband. I need to get creative in how and why and when and even where I focus. It all started with me making a map. And then I made a statement that the only way to find success was to map it out, which made me realize that it was the perfect name for a course, a book, and a series of podcasts. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to map it out. We're going to find the keys to unlocking success. M is motivation or dare to try. A is attitude, dare to believe. P is persistence, dare to keep pushing. I is inspiration, dare to be encouraged. T is team, dare to invite others. O is organize, dare to release the clutter and focus the actions. U is understand, dare to recognize and accept your reasons. And T is test, dare to do things different. I'm going to walk through each of these ideas and share how when we dare to step into it, when we dare to map it out and walk it out, then we begin to realize success that we desire. So are you ready? We're going to start with M, which is all about motivation, because there are few days when I don't need a little motivation to help me keep going or to help me get going once again. We know we need it, but how do we get to it, or where do we find it so that we can continue this journey? Finding the motivation can be the biggest challenge, especially on those days when you wake up to gray clouds and looming storms, real or emotional. All you want to do is get under the covers. The last thing you want to do is get up and get going. So let's break down motivation even more for our journey to map it out. We're going to find ways to get motivation and keep getting that motivation. One is going to be self-motivation, the ability to fire up my own success engine. Two, group motivation, finding the right people to encourage me. Three, word motivation, words from others, books, podcasts, whatever, that can keep me going. Four is event motivation, blogs, events, webinars, conferences that will encourage me on my journey. And finally, dark reflecting motivation, finding the light of motivation for those times when the dark clouds do show up. It will take motivation to keep going, and I have to keep going if I want to reach my big dream goals. If I want to break out into my extraordinary, and I am going to break out into my extraordinary, if I want to be and do all that is uniquely designed and set aside for me to be and to do, if I want to live those possibilities and those big dream goals, then I'm going to have to make the choice to take the steps, and I'm going to need the fuel firing up on a regular basis to push me to take those steps. See, it doesn't matter what my big dream goal is. It doesn't matter what I have on my whiteboard of world domination. It doesn't matter what the world has determined for my life. Once I grab hold of an idea, once I get hold of a dream, once I determine that I can, then I can position myself to do it. See, you can, if you will. I can if I will, and I will if I stay motivated to do it and to be it and to become the it that I desire for my life. The truth is that at some point in time in every one of our lives, we have all had a dream. There's some people who grow up and continue to have that ability to dream. There are some people that are crushed under the weight of rules, expectations, or hurts so that dreams no longer seem like a valuable investment of time and energy. And often the very ability to dream is condemned. I have hit that condemnation before, not too many days back, as a matter of fact. And sometimes the condemnation comes from me, but sometimes, most of the time, it starts from outside, from maybe even from well-meaning friends or family that are just trying to help me. I know that if I can just find my get up and go, then I'll be able to get this thing going. But it can be tough when going up against the wall of condemnation, or even just the little whispers of, you know, that I start imagining might be happening. I need motivation. I need motivation from myself. I need motivation from others. I need motivation from what I'm reading. I need motivation from what I'm seeing and hearing and learning. And I especially need motivation in the darkest of moments for my journey. First and foremost, I have to be in a place where I can motivate myself, because ultimately I am the only one that can stand in the way of where my success is going, or that can step out into that success that I so desire. I need to learn what works to motivate me, uniquely me, and then I need to put that in place to make motivation possible. I'm sharing my 5 tips for self-motivation. One, I start the day with gratitude. Every single morning, before I even step out of bed, I write down 3 things for which I'm grateful. It may be the iris in bloom out in front of my window, or the sunrise, or my family, or just the morning. But the action of writing down these 3 things puts my focus on gratitude. 2, I'm going to keep it short and simple. You know, mainly because I'm short and I like to keep it simple. I mean the list, though, but not the user, although I am short. I've tried in the past to make a list of the things that need to be done, And I have a history of making really, 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 really long lists. And I mean everything that needs to be done from now to the end of time. But that doesn't ever get done. And it leaves me feeling less than successful. So now I list 3 to 5 things that I want to accomplish. And I try to keep them within my whiteboard of world domination targets. And here's the catch for me. If I accomplish any one of those tasks, then it's considered a win. And I write my tasks out as I will win statements. So I put, today I will win when I, and I fill in the blank. 3, no triggers. I avoid the discouragement triggers in my life and for my life by knowing what my triggers are and then refusing them. For me, as an optimist, when I am bombarded with negatives, I tend to struggle to find my motivation. So I avoid the negatives, which had meant walking away from some things that others find normal. It's not about what they want or they need. It's about what triggers me into a place of no motivation. Learn your triggers so that you can have no triggers. So know your triggers so you can have no triggers. Or at least then you'll be able to avoid getting caught up in those triggers or fewer of them. 4, I get moving. Motivation is all about the inertia of things. There is a reason that an object in motion stays in motion. It's motivated to move. Once I've started moving, then I'm in a position to keep moving. When I'm struggling to find the words to write, I go work in the garden or I just take a walk. I check into something else that's on my list and I check it off. The motivation that comes with the movement helps me find the words I need to write what needs to be written. In other words, the motivation in one area of my life provides the motivation I need for other areas. So motion provides motivation. 5, I have evening gratitude. So at the end of the day, I sit down and I write out 3 more statements for which I am grateful. I end the day on a note of gratitude. Just like I started the day, I'm ending the day on a positive. I think about my day and specific things that I've encountered, and that's what I write down. I write down at least 3 that stand out, things that I'm grateful for. And then my day ends on a focus of gratitude. Self-motivation will be unique for you. What motivates me may not motivate you. As a matter of fact, it may annoy you. There are times when the things that I'm doing and the things that I'm saying do nothing but annoy my husband. And that's okay. He's not me. This is not about him. This is about building self-motivation, putting myself into a position to pursue this big dream goal that I have for my life. I can get there, wherever my personal there may be, but I have to keep taking the steps that will lead me there. And I'm not going to do that if I'm not motivated to take the steps. If I'm going to keep taking the steps that will lead me to my success, then I have to stay motivated. Let's face it, the world does not want me to reach my goals, because if I reach my goals, then I prove the world wrong. I prove that I can do it the way that is designed uniquely for me. I prove that the world doesn't know everything that the world thinks it knows. I prove that I don't have to do it the way they say or the way they demanded. I prove that there are a world of possibilities out there. So they will throw all that they have at me to ensure that I don't. Invest in self-motivation so that you can continue to pursue your bold purpose. There are days when I don't want to do anything, much less do things that I know I have to do to move me a little further down that path. Just the other day, the weather seemed to reverse time, and go back to the time when the edge of summer turned into the heart of winter. I mean, it was cold outside, and in Alabama, that's saying a lot. When it's cold, when it shouldn't be cold, then I just want to stay up under my covers. or in front of a fireplace, or, you know, I just want to be warm. Without a little nudge of motivation, I may have stayed there. Did I mention it was cold outside? And it was cold inside, since I hadn't reset the thermostat since it was supposed to be summer, or on the edge of summer, and we weren't supposed to have this winter blast. Motivation makes a difference. It makes a difference in my going, and my doing, and in my being. Not just in what I am being, but in my actual physical being as well. When I am in a place of motivation, then I am in a better state. I feel better. I look better. I do better. There are times when we need the motivation to get going. There are times when I need a physical kick in the pants to take that step, although I am purposeful in not expressing that around my children. They're always eager to motivate me when giving such opportunities. I know I'm not alone in this need for motivation. Just look at Peter. I mean, Peter was asleep in jail waiting for execution. No one is supposed to be asleep, peacefully asleep in jail before dying. I mean, you know, God only knows what he was thinking. And yes, God actually does know. Get it? So anyway, Peter was asleep in jail, and an angel shows up and tells him to get up and get going, and even kicks the chair Peter is sleeping in. The scripture reads like this: Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers were there before the door and kept the prison. The angel of the Lord came to Peter, and a light shone into the prison, and the angel smote Peter. I mean, that means that the angel hit Peter, smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Get up and get going." And the chains fell off from Peter's hands. That comes from Acts 12:7-8. See, the angel showed up in the dark prison, and he shone a light on Peter. And the angel still had to smote Peter to get him up and to get him going. There are days when I think smoting is the only way to get me going. I need that little kickstart of motivation. I need that burst of get up and get going. It helps me to know that even the King of Kings, Jesus himself, needed some encouragement now and then. Now, he'd been through a great high, which when he was baptized by John the Baptist and then declared by the Holy Spirit and by God, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." And then Jesus went into the wilderness and endured the direct temptations of the enemy. Have you ever noticed that it is the most trials and tribulations and temptations seem to come right after a great high? How often do we experience success only to be floored when the enemy jerks the rug right out from under us? But I'm not the first person to have this happen. Jesus went through it as well, and Jesus stood firm in the word until the enemy left. This comes from Luke 4:5. In a reflection of the same story in Mark 1:13, it's addressed like this: Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by the enemy, and then the angels ministered to him. Again, the angels came to minister or to encourage in that place of struggle. And those same angels will encourage and motivate me, because there will be a time when I need it. Psalm 91 shares the idea. And Jesus quotes his actual psalm when he's rejecting the temptations of the enemy. Psalm 91:11 states that God will command his angels to guard me and keep me. That's a good thing to know. And it's a reminder that everyone from David to Jesus to Peter needed some powerful encouragement and motivation at one point in time. And God prepared a way for that motivation and encouragement to happen. God desires that we be bold in this journey and that we live out a life that screams motivation, encouragement, hope, possibility. And he understands that we're going to get into a dark place. And that dark place is going to need the light. And he has provided a way for us when we're alone physically to still be encouraged and motivated and give us that extra oomph we need, and sometimes smote us if that's what it takes. And I don't even know if smote's a word, but it just sounds fun to say. But God gives us what we need to keep going in this journey. And it's important to understand that self-motivation can come simply from understanding that God has a way. And he will help us down that path if we are open and willing to hearing him and walking it out the way that he is leading us to walk it out. We are not alone. And it's a good thing because we're so much stronger when we understand that we're in this together. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.